Welcome to Stock Paathshala. We know that many of you might not have a bank or DMAT or trading account but would want to trade in the share market, right? So, to save you from the hassles and paperwork, we suggest you open a Zerodha 3-in-1 account. Similar to many of its peers in the stockbroking industry, Zerodha has also started the facility to open a bank, DMAT and trading account in just one go. Therefore, without wasting any more of your time, let's directly jump to the details and start with a quick review. We know that the 3-in-1 account encompasses a bank account, a DMAT account and a trading account. Generally, stockbrokers tie up with the bank to provide this service. The goal of providing this service is to extend a seamless trading and banking experience for the clients. So let's first talk about the Zerodha DMAT account. Zerodha is a discount broker that facilitates trading in the stock market. To perform these trades, you have to open a DMAT account so that your securities, that is stocks and scrips, can be stored in a dematerialized or digital form. Once you have a DMAT account, you have access to various trading platforms provided to you. You can use them for trading with ease and quickly. After you are associated with them, it means that you have some of the best trading apps at your disposal. All your securities will be held, debited and credited to and from this account. Now let's talk about Zerodha trading account. The trading account can be understood in simple terms as the bank account of the stock market. All the transactions are initiated with this. The investment or trading amount is deposited here. The various charges levied on the trades and transactions of the stock market are deducted automatically from your trading account. You can withdraw and deposit funds into this account with the bank account linked when you opened your account. Now, let's talk about Zerodha bank account. Linking your bank account to the DMAT account is a mandatory step as your trading is dependent on the funds you transfer from your bank account. Zerodha offers you the choice to link multiple bank accounts with it. The first account linked during the process of account opening is titled the default or primary account automatically. Other than that, you can add two more accounts. These accounts are labeled as secondary accounts. If you want to change the primary account in Zerodha, you can do so by following a simple procedure. Now let's talk about the account opening process for a 3-in-1 account. This process is no different from the normal account opening procedure. You have the option to open the account online or offline. If you want to open the Zerodha 3-in-1 account offline, you print out the form and fill in the details of your IDFC First Bank account and the account would be opened in a normal way as it does. You have to fill your IDFC First Bank account details because the 3-in-1 account is provided in association with IDFC First Bank only. Now let's learn the process of opening this account online. First of all, you must have an existing bank account with IDFC First Bank. Now the process remains the same, that is, you register on their website, verify your email ID, enter your PAN card details, make the payment for AMC and account opening, verify your Aadhaar, enter your personal details, accept the terms and conditions and then complete the in-person verification process. After that, you sign the form and submit the application. In case of any discrepancies, you can always reach out to their sales manager or contact them at their help center. They will assist you through the entire process. Also, you can always convert a normal DMAT account with Zerodha into a Zerodha 3-in-1 account. The only thing that is different here is that after the application form is signed, using your Aadhaar number or VID, a pre-filled POA form will be generated. You have to send the signed form to the Zerodha head office after printing it. You can find the address to the head office on their official website. The account opening charges for Zerodha 3-in-1 account are just the same as a normal DMAT account. That is, the online account opening process for equity account takes 200 rupees and equity and commodity combined account takes 300 rupees. If you choose to open the account offline, you have to pay rupees 300 as an additional charge. The AMC for Zerodha 3-in-1 account is ₹300 plus GST per annum. This amount is charged quarterly. Also, since you can convert a 2-in-1 account into a 3-in-1 account, the charges for the same are zero. With all this information discussed, you must be thinking about what is the minimum balance for a 3-in-1 account. The minimum balance for Zerodha trading account is zero, but in case of IDFC First Bank account, the monthly balance has to be maintained at ₹10,000. As we discussed before that a normal account can also be converted into a 3-in-1 account, you can complete that process using your Kite credentials. Another way to make your account a 3-in-1 account is to change your primary bank account from the current account to an account that is opened with IDFC First Bank account. Now that all the aspects of Zerodha 3-in-1 account have been discussed, there are some things you must keep in mind before you convert the existing account to a Zerodha 3-in-1 account. First, there is no limit or cap for fund transfer. Second, the fund transfer is completely free of any extra charges. Third, you will be able to do fast and real-time fund transfers from your bank account to the trading account without a complicated authentication. And lastly, fourth, you can view your IDFC First Bank savings account balance from the Zerodha trading account. So you can track all of your assets as your holdings, stocks, ETFs, bonds, mutual funds and cash in just one window. I hope this podcast gave you all the information about Zerodha 3-in-1 account. For more such content, you can follow us on our social media handles. The link are in description below. Thank you.